Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this.
What is going on, peeps? So we had a long day of conferences, networking, interviews, all kinds of cool stuff, right? And today, we're heading to Vietnam, or tonight, this morning, whatever it is. It's all kind of a blur, but we're here in the Singapore airport, and they got a koi pond in the middle of it. It's pretty awesome.
So welcome everyone, welcome to Hanoi firstly, and welcome to Tomo Chain. I hope you guys all had a good flight today. My name is Hong, and I'm from the marketing department, and basically today I'm going to be your tour guide, just to show you a little bit around about Tomo Chain in general, and get to know our people, get to see some demos of a product. So it's going to be a whole Tomo treat for you. So right now we have 8 people in our team, and our work is spread out doing different fields and different areas. We do work a lot with the community and partners. We host a lot, collaborate with them to host a lot of educational events about blockchain in general, or AMAs, Ask Me Anything with our partners, and especially, you know, events like this where we get to talk directly to you guys, show you guys what we are about, and also learn more about you guys as well. So this is a very exciting event. This is actually my absolute favorite part of the company. We have a nap room. Yes, we do have a nap room. This reminds me, I don't know about you guys, but this reminds me a lot about Google when I first came to work, because Google has like a nap room like this too. But basically, one of the biggest Vietnamese working culture is that we need to take naps in between the day in order to work better. So we like to dedicate half of our lunch break, so like, you know, 15, 20 minutes to come in here, take a nap, so that in the afternoon we'll be more productive and just more awake. It's like a little caffeine break.
What is going on, peeps? So guess who we're here with? The CEO of none other than Tomo Chain, right, man? So you came on the channel a while back, we interviewed you. So we got Mom here, and we're actually here in his offices. This is just kind of like where the devs are at. So he had something that he just announced at was Consensus, or was, I guess, Invest Asia, right? Mm-hmm. There in Singapore. So tell us about Tomo Z. What is Tomo Z? In a nutshell, just for the, you know, just so we can kind of get a little taste of it. We're going to be doing a lot of these little pop-in interviews here.
So we call Tomo Z is a zero friction protocol. What does this mean? Basically, if you think about it, if you have a stable coin like USDC on Ethereum, when you send it, you need a little bit of Ether to pay for the transaction fee and the gas. And Tomo Z is solving that problem. So with token using Tomo Z protocol, you can send the token and pay the transaction fee in the token itself. Right. And it will be very useful if you want to add drop a lot of token to your community, and they can start transacting the token right away.
Incredible, man. So it's similar to like Bitcoin, to where when you use it, a little piece of the Bitcoin goes away, right? Because like with Ethereum, you got to use Ethereum plus the token, right? Mm-hmm. So if you have a token, just say like basic attention token, then I want to send it to you, I need Ethereum in my wallet to pay for that fee. But now with Tomo Z, basically if you had, you know, like a basic attention token, just a little piece of that would go in the transfer. So it makes it a lot easier for people to use the actual tokens without having to have another coin, right? And this is available now?
Yeah, it's live now. And I think the UK would be really good for stable coin, right? So for example, if you have a stable coin like USDC or Tether on Tomo Chain and using Tomo Z protocol, then a lot of people from foreign countries or even in Vietnam, right, can have a bank account in USD. And they can actually use the wallet with Tomo Z and you know, start to receive money, send money, and pay the transaction fee in the USD right away.
It's awesome. It's live today, so you guys can go check it out. Appreciate you, Long. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
As you see throughout the wall, we do have several small and big meeting rooms.
Is this when somebody gets in trouble?
Well, maybe that too. These are called the quiet rooms. So basically, if you need more more focus, if you need more quiet time, this is for anybody to use. In this area, this is the second layer, and as you see, it's a little bit hidden. So just like its location, this is where all, like, you know, the behind the scene, the core works. This is all coders, engineers, and developers. So this is usually a little bit more quiet because, you know, they always focus on the screen, black screen with a lot of colorful, like, you know, coding spaces. This is also called the blockchain lab. So this is where all the coding happens to all our products. Right now we have been working on two big products. One is Tomo X and one is Tomo Z. Tomo Z was recently launched in August, mid-August, our mainnet. That was on the mainnet. And Tomo Z allows token users to pay token fees with their own tokens. So they don't have to, you know, go through the complicated process of having to swap or, like, get another second token. And since its launch, we've been receiving a lot of good feedback. So we're trying to work more on it to, you know, have more perfection, just, you know, make it a little bit shinier. With Tomo X, that is actually our decentralized exchange protocol. Our testnet will be launched in quarter four this year. We're working on perfecting it, but today we will have a little sneak peek for you guys of how it will look like and what it can do.
What is going on, peeps? So, who do we got with us today?
Hey, I'm Ken Chaturvedi. I'm the Chief Business Development Officer for Tomo Chain.
Awesome, man. So tell me, why would dApps want to build on Tomo?
Oh, man, a number of reasons. So for one, Tomo Chain is EVM compatible. So basically, especially if you're an Ethereum developer, it's very easy to come over to Tomo Chain, less than half an hour, basically.
So EVM, Ethereum Virtual Machine?
That's correct, Ethereum Virtual Machine compatible. And second thing is that because it's so easy to come over to Tomo Chain, we have a captive audience that's dying to actually play a number of new dApps on Tomo Chain. So for example, I'll give you an example. So last week, a Tron developer came over, they built their entire suite of games that was just not, they were not being very successful on Tron itself. And they came over to Tomo Chain, and immediately they're just having so much success, so many transactions, they're the number three dApp on Tomo Chain right now because of that. So what we're doing is, one of the things is, we have a captive audience, we're trying to bring new dApps over from other chains, because they can actually get a captive audience. Second thing on that is that we're super cheap. The transaction fees are almost non-existent. Because of that, meta transactions in particular, that they're just they don't have to really worry about them. Some of the dApp developers we've talked to, they're struggling because their monthly gas fees on Ethereum in particular is just becoming, it's making it so that their business is not viable. And that's something that we also solve. Plus, finally, the transaction speed is incredible. 2,000 transactions per second, 2 second block time. So there's a lot more you can actually do on Tomo Chain than on many other chains simply because of that speed.
So cool. So it sounds like it's pretty easy to use. Sounds like you got some pretty good community and support behind them. So, like, if they need help, you guys will be there for them a little bit?
Absolutely. We're doing a lot of marketing support for the dApps that are coming over to Tomo Chain right now. We think that's the only way. We have to have a strong partnership in place, and we just want to make sure that we're helping them get the audience that they need, and they can understand why Tomo Chain is so good for them.
No crypto kitty moments?
Oh, man, we're not going to have one of those ones. Oh, we do, though? I won't be too sad, honestly. That means it was very successful, but it's going to take a lot to get to that moment. We are built for scalability.
So basically, with Tomo Wallet, right now we both have the, like I said, the Android version, iOS version, and we also just have a Tomo Wallet on the web. So you can access your Tomo Wallet even on your computer, PC, or on your phone as well. Your amount of Tomo over here, you can use different apps to, you know, like swap your token, swap Tomo into Constant, for example. You could store Tomo, you could stake on Masternodes as well, and you could also play and enjoy our dApps, like little games and dApps on Tomo Wallet as well. You can also use Tomo Wallet to vote for different Masternodes on Tomo Chain as well. And right now we have 150 Masternodes. You can see right here, there's a list of different Masternodes that you can vote for, and all you need to do is click on one Masternode and then stake for them. You can also track your rewards, it's also here. It will list how many times you vote and what masternodes you vote for and how much you get for rewards. And this rewards will be transferred directly into your account, into your Tomo Chain account. So once you open your wallet, you can see it right there.
So basically, you know, Tomo Z, there is a protocol that allows users to, you know, send transaction without going to mobile.
Yeah, how does it work?
One of the problem, you know, one of the friction problem in blockchain right now,
right? So I think this back in, you know, what you are interested in is about, you know, seeing how it works, right? How do you issue a token, how do you apply the token to the Tomozi protocol so that you can, you know, let your electron community, for example, make transaction without holding Tomo. Tomo issue is, you know, it's like a tool on the website that allow you to issue a token within, you know, against 30 seconds. So basically you don't need to have any kind of, you know, programming knowledge in order to issue a token. What you need is, you know, 20 Tomo.
So we have a contract, a smart contract. Yeah. How put it into the blockchain itself? And you can use this application to register your relay name, your tokens, which token pairs you want to trade.
How hard is it if somebody's already got a dApp on Ethereum to come over? Walk them through that process. Sure. Just a little bit.
So basically in 30 minutes we have a team set up right now that basically just talking through it. We actually have a block list set up specifically on the steps to take for it. And if there are any problems at all, then we'll easily just help them out. But typically, yeah, 30 minutes or less.
Cool. From so Ethereum. Where do people go? Where do dApp builders go or dApp owners go to check you out?
Sure. So tomochain.com, that basically is the central repository for everything that we have there. We have a section just for dApps, and we have articles that are coming out on Medium all the time, just focusing on that too. So we have links everywhere there.
Right on, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Vietnam is pretty freaking awesome. It's really hot. It's muggy. It's really impossible to get wrinkles in your shirts because of the humidity here, so you're constantly staying wet. But we had a great time at Tomo Chain today. Got to see Tomo Z, got to see Tomo X, got to meet some of the devs, see how everything works behind the scenes. Great stuff. Tomorrow we head to Ha Long Bay, so that's one of those places where they shot Kong. It's that epic, I don't even know, like water skate. It's gonna be awesome. So anyways, look forward to it. I'll catch you on the next one. God bless.
Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right. God bless you. Love you. Till the next one. Talk to you soon.